University
Radio
Nottingham.
This is URN.
Hello and welcome back to the Wednesday Pulse, URN's premier news discussion show.
Hello everyone. Nottingham's Bonfire Night has been cancelled by the City Council due to dwindling costs. So, my main question is, do you think this was the right move to make, considering we have just had 10 days of the Goose Fair?
To be honest, I imagine the Goose Fair probably made the City Council a fair bit of cash. And so obviously they've cancelled this night due to costs. But I imagine if they had stalls going, if they had ticketed sections of the Bonfire Night going, it probably would have brought them in quite a bit of revenue, which very clearly they do need right now. So to me, it just doesn't make sense to cancel something that could potentially make them a whole lot of money. And as we saw from the Goose Fair, there is a demand for it. These kind of events are popular. It's already, as the article mentions, it's already been off for 2 years due to COVID. And I just worry now we're just going to sit back and we're never going to see this Bonfire Night again, which is tragic to me because I used to go to Bonfire Nights as a kid.
Well, I remember in my first year I went to the Bonfire Night. So that was actually the last Bonfire Night that was done before pandemic times. And at its heights, they were getting around 40,000 people attending. And that's a lot of people you can bring in and a lot of revenue you can get. And it is a huge shame because it was such a great event in the middle of winter that people could come and gather and have a whole community spirit going on. And I feel like blaming the cost problem on energy bills and the energy crisis all over again, it feels like it's just buzzwords to be saying at this point so that they can get out of planning things, get out of having to kind of put funding where it needs to go.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I come from quite a small village. They did a fireworks night each year and I'm pretty sure they charged upon entry. And if you're getting crowds of 40,000, even if you charge each person only £1 to make it affordable for families still, you still get £40,000 towards the event. So I do agree that it seems a real shame to not try and make some sort of compromise, given there seems to be such a demand for it.
Also in the article I've just read, it's not just Nottingham that this Bonfire Night has been cancelled. Councils in Manchester, Dundee, Cardiff, Liverpool, Leeds, Glasgow, Norwich and Hackney have all announced decisions to cancel Bonfire Night events. And it's just really sad, because Bonfire Nights are just, I don't know, there's just something nice and cosy about that sort of event, you know. You go freeze your rump off to be daytime appropriate while, you know, because it's freezing cold at night, but then the front side of you is crisp and burning and nice and toasty. You know, you go pester your mum to go buy a very overpriced marshmallow on a stick, that whole shebang. I think it just is a great shame, just sort of on a cultural level, that we're not going to, that, you know, for 3 years now, you know, children especially, because this event, to be honest, is more geared towards children, at least sort of the eventiness of it, I suppose, not the drinking alcohol side, but
The activities, like you've got sparklers, going to see the bonfire, and you have carnival rides and stuff, I know, in Nottingham.
Chuck a Guy Fawkes on there.
Exactly. I feel like it's a huge shame as well, just because of the fact it's one of the only properly British celebrations that we have across the year. It's something that makes us British, in a way, just celebrating a guy failing to blow up Parliament. It's truly what British spirit is. And the fact we can't celebrate it in Nottingham for another year and also in those other cities is very sad.
I agree. And I'm really going to miss the bonfire toffee that they do, which is the best toffee in my opinion. But me and Cora have gone to bonfire events from the sounds of it. But have you guys ever been to a bonfire event? Any takers?
Yeah, I used to go literally every year in Leeds. It was great. Like, you'd see everyone you knew there. There was quite a few fights though, so it was a bit of a bit of a violent event, really. But
well, that fits the spirit.
Yeah, exactly. I miss all the fights. Like, it really made it. But yeah, like, I think it is, like, we need community spirit in these times, and there is no community spirit. And it's all down to the fact that we need a community spirit, like the reasons that people are struggling. And just to, like, come together and kind of have those, like, worries taken off you, even just for a couple of hours, and spend time with your loved ones is really important. and to take that away from people who have been living here their whole lives as well and been attending these events their whole lives is like, it is really upsetting. But hopefully they'll do something bigger and better next year, maybe, for the lack of events this year, but we'll see.
I wouldn't put my money on it, to be honest, especially with how cash-strapped Nottingham City Council is. I mean, it's one of the few councils that the government actually had to consider, like, bringing in external... Well, bringing in from the big government, bringing people in to sort out the finances purely because they're in such a terrible state. So if it is expensed by the council, we're probably not going to see it for a good couple decades, I imagine.
Well, I think the event is actually a joint venture between the council and, is it Mellor?
I am someone called Ben Mellor. No relation to the Mellors Group, who is the partner for hosting this event, who also did the Goose Fair this year. But the Goose Fair was extended to 10 days, but at no cost to the taxpayer. The Mellors Group, I imagine, probably could make enough money off the thing to not need any subsidising.
Well, potentially, the Mellor Group could have just cut back one day of the Goose Fair and give us Bonfire Night.
Which would have been very kind of them, but unfortunately, I suppose all they can think about is money, which is what it all boils down to. Which is a very interesting question, actually. You know, should we be providing money to host these sort of culturally important events, or should we be, you know, keeping the money for things more important, such as, you know, the cost of living crisis? You know, where do you guys think that balances?
I think it's really important to do these community-driven events, and I think there's a really concerning trait happening within Nottingham Council. I wrote a report last year on the fact that they're closing local libraries when they still haven't managed to build the central library because they've run out of money. And I think this loss of community is really, it's a really sad thing, and it's a real shame. And it's really worrying because it's so important for young people to get that community spirit, to get that sort of connection with their neighbours and that community support, especially when times are really tough. I think these events are so important.
I think as well, like, this sort of attraction would have brought people into Nottingham from miles around. You know, we see with the Goose Fair, we see with the Christmas market, these sorts of events are tourist pools for the city and bring money in bring extra money in that wasn't already there in the local economy. And I think, you know, the Bonfire Night had perfectly good enough potential to do that. How often do you go just see a massive blazing fire, you know, sort of to excite the pyromaniac inside of all of us? I won't go into how I used to just burn pieces of kitchen roll for fun. That's a story for another time.
I was going to say, are you okay, Ben?
I am okay. I can confirm. I did it in the sink, so it could easily be put out by water.
At least we know you're not causing any hazards.
No. And also, Broadgate Park do provide fire safety blankets. So in case I ever decide to repeat my childhood experiments, I'm safe. But yes, it would have brought in tourism. So, like, on the economical side of things, you know, it would have brought in extra money that wasn't already there. And again, the Mellors Group, which is sort of the company that Nottingham City Council is partnering with, it's surprising that they didn't just ask for this to go ahead, you know, just off of its own back, just sanctioned by the council, but not funded by it. I suppose
it boils down to money again, though.
Because I suppose there's less opportunity to make money, but surely the amount of people that will want to buy refreshments, surely it must be easy. Like, how expensive can it be to chuck a bunch of wood in a field? That is my question.
Well, potentially, as a community, what we can do is just chuck some wood at a field.
Yes.
Instead, as long as that's not illegal. I'm not endorsing that. Please do not do that if it is.
Well, I'm endorsing it. officially, I'm not endorsing it. I don't condone any crimes of any kind, nor does URN, nor does
Impact.
Not as Impact magazine. But yes, if you did have to commit a crime, well, I'd say it's up there on crimes to commit, you know, burning things. Maybe not a house.
I guess linking to that angle, there is concern. I'm looking at the reader's response on the Nottingham Live news page, and they're concerned about the dangers of people doing their own fireworks display. I know, personally, I've got a dog who's scared of fireworks, and it means Bonfire Night is a nightmare, because for the entire week around the 5th of November, we cannot leave the house after dark because some idiot will have decided to set fireworks off, and some idiot will inevitably set off a firework in the middle of the day, even though they can't see it. So there's a safety angle as well. If you've got these sort of community events, it might help discourage people from just setting them off in their back garden with no safety training.
I was just going to say that you always would hear, like, in the news and that, you know, just generally, you know, they would always say that the best way to enjoy a bonfire night is to go to one of these organised events. But, like, how are people supposed to be able to enjoy it in a safe way if these organised events are, you know, just getting cancelled? They can't.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, they're not able to travel to other cities, to other towns that may be having these displays. So you will end up having people in streets just setting off fireworks down the road. I know in my second year that there was quite a few students who would just go to the local firework shop and casually send a firework rocket all the way down the street to see how far it will go. And it's that sort of activities that are quite harmful and usually would be tackled by the big events going on in the city.
I believe a third year home was set on fire last year during bonfire night. I didn't see any official news reports on it, but my friend sent a TikTok of just a house in Lenton on fire because a student has set off a firework too close to the house and the entire upstairs was on fire. So there is, yeah, previous history of it going awry.
And additionally as well, my father, who likes to angle fireworks for some reason rather than shoot them straight up, we had one explode in the middle of our street because we fired it from our garden, went over our house, plummet, boom in the street. Gave my mum in the living room a bit of a spook, to put it mildly. So yes, it's hopefully it moves us away from the tradition of blowing things up.
URN. The Pulse.